From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here today with the folks who do Alt Latino. Alt Latino is a great, it's many things. It's a blog, it's a website, and it's a great podcast of alternative Latin music from, well, from everywhere. So Felix Contreras is here. Jasmine Garst is
here.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and we're just going to, you're going to play me all music that I've never heard, I'm certain of. Yeah,
yeah,
you think?
Could be. I think. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Good. And you started the show how long ago?
We started about 5 months ago, right? 5-6 months ago. We're a pretty new show.
And you guys have been cranking it, too.
Mid-June, we started doing one a week.
And you've been bringing Tiny Desk Concerts to the table. Sue George was one of the more amazing ones that we had.
Sue George, we had...
Rana Santa Cruz. Luis Amaita.
Yeah. Now, we haven't put that one online yet, and maybe by the time the show goes on, it still won't be there. But Luisa Maita, the craziness, I'm just going to take a second, because
sure.
the beauty of that music was in its absolute delicate, the percussionist used the tips of two of his fingers, and he was interweaving what the bass player and the guitar player was doing. That's all I'm going to say. Wait till it comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the subtlety and the intense rhythm was just... way cool.
Great. So let's start something. Raise your hand if you want to kick it off.
You start.
Okay,
well, ladies first.
Why don't we start with a fairly new band that I think you're going to like a lot, Bob, and it's called Chancha Via Circuito, and their brand new CD is called Rio Arriba, which means upstream on the river, and let's hear a little bit about it.
Okay, and then you'll tell me where they're from. You tell me how... what kind of age group they are.
Sure.
Let me see if I can pick it out. Go. That kicks off with the most beautiful percussion and bass, but I can't place it. Tell me about...
So this is a fellow Argentine DJ and producer, Pedro Canale, who goes by the name Chancha Via Circuito. And he took that name because he used to work at a nightclub as a DJ, and he would take a very, very long ride on a train nicknamed La Chancha, or the pig. So he would ride the pig into the city. So the reason I'm telling you this train story is because to me, this CD, the whole CD sounds a lot like one of those old trains running through Latin America.
Hang on one second, I'm going to play a little more. Let's just hear that. Good, I'm traveling.
It has kind of that chugging noise, you know? And you hear, there's a lot in the CD, there's a lot of Amazon beats and Amazon chants, but there's also a lot of what we're hearing right now, which is Andean beats and Andean pan flutes and traditional indigenous songs, which he's mixing with like some very sparse electronic beats, which is kind of like that train chugging on. And this is a traditional song from northwestern Argentina.
What are they singing about?
They're singing about a man who is someone who is unlucky in love, and he's telling his story about being unlucky in love to, oh, how do you say clavel?
To carnation.
To a carnation flower. And he's saying, you know, I'm so unlucky in love, little carnation flower. I would like to be under your shadow right now.
Nice.
And, you know, when I first heard this song, it reminded me, that percussion thing and the way they brought in the music on top, it reminded me of Peter Gabriel and the album he did, the Passion album, and the Sources and all that, with the using that bed of percussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then instead of Nusrat Ali Khan, he's got these Argentine singers. It just knocked me out first time I heard it.
Good call. Nice start.
Thanks.
What do you have, Felix?
Let's see. We are going to go with, let's do Bomba Estéreo.
Felix, would this be pop music, like radio? The music you hear on the radio, is this Colombian?
Yeah.
Would this be the kind of music you'd hear?
These guys are really hot in Colombia right now. And they have been for a while, and then they're just largely because of South by Southwest last year. They made the transition over.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about them. That's where I heard them.
Yeah, yeah. There was, they had a showcase there at Antone's, as a matter of fact. And while I was there, they just blew the roof off the place, you know, because it's basically a hip-hop band, but they're, as you can hear, they're using a lot of Colombian percussion, kind of a derivative of the cumbia, kind of a two-step dance, but they've got all kinds of stuff mixed in with it. And when I saw them there, man, they had, their guitar player has this really cool, late 60s Gibson SG guitar, and he's really into, it sounded like, he was just wailing on the wah-wah guitar with all those rhythms and stuff like this. It was just like psychedelic cumbia or something.
And all those going on with the electronics.
It was really cool, man. These guys are pretty exciting.
Bomba Estéreo?
Bomba Estéreo.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. They're
2 for 2.
Yeah.
So would these folks be in their late 20s, early 30s?
Early 20s. Yeah. And you know, Bob, something really interesting we've been talking about a lot on Alt Latino is like this rediscovery of cumbia music. Cumbia music is very, you know, classic from South America, and it's just being like remastered and you know, old cumbia tracks from the 60s and 70s are being redone in reissued, but you also have a cumbia being mixed with all types of electronica and rock. And
but where is that happening? Is that happening in the U.S.? Is that happening all over Latin America?
It's all over. Yeah.
You have a lot of kids in Brooklyn who are doing, you know, mixing, doing old school cumbia.
Any clue why?
It's just such a big, like, it's really hard to get on, like, a public transportation in, you know, Colombia or Argentina or Peru and not hear cumbia. Mm-hmm. It's cumbia. When I was growing up, cumbia was, like, shoved down my throat, and I thought it was really square.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, Felix, you're a percussionist. Do a beat that I could.
It's like. You know, when Los Lobos play, usually a Latin tune, they're usually playing a cumbia. You know, when they have all the percussion stuff. Cumbia is, like, from my parents' generation.
Yeah.
You know, it was really square, really old, but it funky in a you know, James Brown funky kind of way.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very cool, these guys.
Cool. Well, I think I want to go a little bit in that same direction of danceable, and I want to introduce you to a Dominican artist named Rita Indiana. And let's listen to the self-titled track off of her new album, El Juidero. ¶¶
When I hear this, would it be, I don't know, would it be insulting or something to say this reminds you a little of Talking Heads? It sounds very like an arty band.
Oh, you hit it. You hit the
really?
Nail right
well,
on the
I mean,
head.
They're just, they're speaking right to me.
Yeah.
So I actually was hesitant to bring this track in because I know that merengue music is not everyone's cup of tea, yeah. right? And also, probably in that same vein, electro merengue on speed is not in everyone's
she's
vein.
She's breaking the speed limit on that one.
Yeah.
No,
right
but
there.
Rita Indiana is, she's a native of the Dominican Republic, and she is like the most creative and exciting proposal to hit the Latin alternative scene this year, and probably last year too. I mean, she is huge. She's originally, she was...
Here she goes again.
Yeah. I can't talk with this music. I just want to dance.
Well, she's a novelist. She's a really well-respected
right?
novelist
yeah.
and writer. When I interviewed Junot Diaz, the Dominican-American writer Junot Diaz, a while back, and he loves her, you know, for the literary sense of her music and the stories that she's telling.
She does. They read, like, short stories, yeah. her songs. And I just think, you know... Well, they're in Dominican slang, a lot of them. So they're even hard for some of them are even hard for Spanish speakers to get. But she always talks about these moments in life that are very, you know, tiny, but very significant. And in that sense, she's kind of following this tradition of Latin songwriters who are also like troubadours and storytellers. And in this song, she's talking about this moment in which you decide to escape a horrible situation. And I wasn't sure what she was talking about because she does talk about suicide quite a bit in this song. She came out with this brilliant music video for this song, which is a kind of like a short film about the moments after a very well-known Dominican journalist was assassinated during the presidency of Joaquin Balaguer, who was a very brutal president. And so it just features her kind of driving away and talking about Exodus. And she always has these songs about, you know, like the moment. She has another great song, La Hora de Volver, which is about the moment in which an immigrant has worked his butt off here in the U.S. and says, you know what, it's time to go back home now. And I just...
That's a writer brain.
Yeah, no, yeah. Very powerful. And yeah. the way that she uses musically, she's like reappropriated the whole merengue thing because it's a very traditional dance style there. Mm-hmm. But she's infused it with all this electronic stuff, and she speeded it up quite a bit.
But forgetting that I didn't know what she was saying,
yeah.
And I didn't, and even if I didn't know the beats, I did know that one. But if I didn't know that, it felt like she was taking me someplace. There was an adventure. There was a beginning. There was a middle. There was an end. There was a narrative going on. I didn't know anything about it, but that was my gut for it. It just spoke right to me.
Yeah, no, it's very strong. And she's coming. You know, she's
an artist to watch out for.
Yeah, she's
Rita Indiana, and has she ever come to the U.S.?
She actually, what I've heard is that she lives between New York and Puerto Rico. Oh. But you know, she is our on our wish list. There
okay.
is nothing I would like better than to have her, you know, speak to us in person because she's brilliant.
What do you have, Felix?
Okay, let's see. We're gonna go back in the Wayback Machine. One of the things we do on Alt Latino on either the blog, on the blog and the podcast is to kind of go back to remind people how all this music came about. And one of the songs, what we're going to play now is a band from the 90s. And in the 90s, the whole rock and Espanol, Latin alternative thing really, really started to take off. All these different scenes in different, you know, individual countries sort of just kind of coalesced and people started listening to one another and influencing one another. Bands from Argentina, bands from Mexico, and a lot of other countries, they just started producing all this really wonderful stuff. This is a band called Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, and this is a cut called Matador.
En el matador nace en barra.
I get the feeling this piece was built from the ground up. Like,
yeah.
Like this didn't start on a guitar. You know? I don't know. A lot of production. I mean, there's lots going on, very tight-knit.
You know, when I hear this, I mean, I go right back to that time because reggae and ska were huge influences in Latin America. And, you know, this got that reggae groove on top of this, you know, what's called a batucada, the Brazilian drum beat. And Jasmine plays Brazilian percussion, so she used to haul those big drums around, so she understands all this stuff. But what they did is they just went right back. They combined a couple different things. There's some Afro-Cuban influences. The band is from Argentina, so they have all these different influences happening in that one song.
That guitar that's called
It became an anthem, you know, in the 90s. Huh. I mean, this song was really, really popular, and it again, it goes back to it. It says a lot of stuff about what was happening in the music scene at that time.
That's great. So I'm talking with Jasmine Garza. I'm talking with Felix Contreras. So we're talking alt-Latino, alternative Latin music that's happening now. They have a podcast. They have a show. They have a blog. It's all on NPR. You can type alt-Latino. You'll find it. It's worth it. And the great thing about it is discovery, because for me, not a chance I'd ever hear this music otherwise. So I like that. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then I think for the NPR audience in general, they are music seekers. And if you just want to turn on something that you'll know that, you know, 98% of the time you're going to get something that you just didn't know about.
We like that because we kind of straddle this line between audiences who love Latin alternative, you know, Latinos, Spanish speakers, people from across Latin America as well, but also, you know, listeners who have never... don't speak Spanish and who have never heard this music and who love to discover it. So, and that's also why we try to do a little bit of both, of brand new stuff, but also, you know, some Latin alternative 101.
Right. Yeah. You give me some context sometimes that I don't know. So that's great.
And a lot of times it's a discovery for me because I'm of the age where I grew up with, you know, Santana and the Dead and, you know, a lot of jazz and stuff. And I was introduced to this music right about in the early 90s, right about the time when all this stuff was happening. And since then, it's just been this great period of discovery because every year there's something new, there's something exciting and different trends and stuff. So it's not something I grew up with. It's something I discovered, you know, after my music taste had already been formed, and a lot of this stuff is just, you know, laying me out, just knocking me
That's
out
great.
Like crazy, yeah.
And all of this music we try to give political context to as well because they all of this style of music has political context. I mean, this last song we had just been listening to by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, it was an 80s Argentine band doing ska and very similar to British rock. Now, in the 80s, of course, Argentina is in a war with England. So it's you can't really understand the importance of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs if you don't understand how rebellious they were. I mean, imagine to do, you know, British-inspired rock like Madness that's during a war. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of it has a political overtones. It makes it even more... complex.
Were you growing up there then?
Well, I was born after the Falklands War.
Right.
But, you know, I think one of the things that I would really, we both want to get across is that Latin music, of course, we have a lot of danceable elements. We have a lot of percussion, and it does involve dancing a lot. But a lot of the tracks that even the tracks we've listened to today that are all very danceable and fun and happy, a lot of them are about very serious issues. And so, you know, yeah, they're just about very serious political issues, or they're narrating serious stories. So, you know, I wouldn't want people to dismiss a song that they don't understand the lyrics because it's just kind of a happy, danceable song.
You got, you want to pick
it's
something?
Your turn.
Yeah, I do. Well, I want to slow down a little and
thank you.
take you to Mexico with a young lady who has a new release this year. Her name is Carla Morrison. Her new CD is called Mientras Tú Dormías, and this song is compartir, or to share.
Quiero compartir mi silla contigo. Quiero ver salir el sol y despedirlo. Quiero caminar y correr a tu ladito. Quiero buscar y encontrarme a solas contigo. Quiero dormir y soñar caricias contigo. Quiero reír y llorar con tus ojitos. Quiero compartir mis secretos y mis suspiros. Quiero aprender a entender al mundo contigo. Pero hay una cosa que te debo decir.
Tell me about Rita Morrison. Is that
Carla?
Oh,
Morrison.
Carla Morrison. I'm sorry, I got my Rita mixed up from
Rita Indiana and Carla Morrison.
Okay, future collaboration.
Oh my God, I love that.
How cool would that be? All right, good idea, Bob.
Carla is a young lady from Mexico who initially she started with a bilingual band here in the U.S. and then she just kind of did the exact opposite of what other Latin artists do. She was like, you know what? I want to just sing in Spanish. I want to do my thing in Spanish, which commercially most artists aim to cross over. But not her. She moved back to Tecate, Mexico. And
She's on the border near San Diego.
Right, Baja. And last year she released an amazing album, and it was called Aprendiendo a Aprender, which is learning to learn. And this year she released this album called Mientras Tú Dormías, While You Slept. And we just love her. She has a very sweet voice, but she's also incredibly assertive. Mm-hmm. You know, she just says things very straightforward, but she has this kind of sweet, you know, crooning voice. It almost, to me, it reminds me a little bit of like an Eartha Kitt, you know?
I was going the other way. I was going Regina Spektor. I was, you know, just, there was something about it that reminded me of that.
It's very
pop sensibility.
Very literate, you know. Yeah. Lots of the instrumentation is completely different from what we've been doing so far.
What happens to an artist when they write in a language they weren't born with? How does it change their songs? How does it change what
I've always thought that it's like in the syntax, you know, because that changes how you write. Because I know Spanish and English, so I know that, you know, you how you write a certain phrase is going to affect the melody, you know. So I think that more than anything, it's melody. It's how it fits within the rhythm, because the syntax changes and certain words don't sound good, you know. And then you got the whole rhyming thing and all that. So it changes in the way that I think it affects the melody. There was a Colombian American woman named Soraya who used to release an album in English and in Spanish.
Same songs, different languages.
Wow. And the way, hearing how the word changes to fit the melodies was, I thought was fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, this is a big debate we constantly have on the blog. And I think, you know, to me, the best example, and a lot of listeners have mentioned this, is Shakira. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, Shakira sounds so different in English, and not in a good way. I like my Shakira in Spanish, but I don't know if it's a matter of also of routine, because, you know, I also can't watch The Simpsons in English because I grew up watching The Simpsons.
I have trouble
in
with
Spanish.
I was thinking about the club scene, like if you give up the vast majority, if you sing not in English and you give up the vast majority, the bigger audience, is there a good living to be made in club to club, be it Mexico, be it Colombia, you know?
I think it depends on the market. I mean, there's big musical markets like Brazil or Argentina or Colombia or Venezuela. You know, we recently had this band on called Los Amigos Invisibles, and they were just talking about how really, you know, if you are a musician in Venezuela, you can really live off of the Venezuelan music industry. I think if you are in a smaller country, it might be a good idea, a country with a smaller industry, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't know, it might be a better idea to try and do more of a crossover thing, but there's... It depends where you're coming from. I mean, Mexico, Venezuela, Colombia. I mean, just even look at the Latin Grammys. They're dominated by certain countries.
So, Felix, take us out on something. This is really, I've loved this music. I've loved the music that you brought to the table.
Thanks.
It's refreshing.
So glad.
Thanks. And, no, thanks for having us, too, by the way.
Production's been so cool, too. You know, different people approach things different. And it's just nice to hear. You get the same song forms, you know, in many ways. But I feel like a lot of this music is built more from the ground up, but it still has it's just very personal.
I think the change in technology, yeah. You know, they're allowing to sample all this stuff and do all kinds of different stuff, and a lot of times do it, you know, in really humble settings, you know, and everybody has an opportunity to do something like that. So I think it's great. We're going to finish with a band called Girl in a Coma. They're these three young Chicanas from Texas who I met at South by Southwest this past March. Very nice, humble, sweet, quiet girls, and they rock so hard.
And Girl in a Coma, was that a Smith song? Was Girl...
Girlfriend in a
Coma. Oh, right, Girlfriend in a Coma.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't know that.
That's okay.
Nice. They're singing in English. They do a lot of different stuff in Spanish. They do a Selena cover. But I really like their approach because it's generation. They're taking on the Beatles. It's a generation thing. It's a culture thing. They're Mexican-Americans from Texas, and they love the Beatles. And, you know, you can't go wrong with this song.
It would be scary.
But I think they don't. They pull it off, man.
I'm curious to know what you feel about this.
A new artist to watch out for, too.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garza, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All Latino, give it a listen, subscribe to the podcast, and the blog is fun, too.
Thanks, man.
Be well.
Thank you. I look at you all, see the love that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor, and I sing, it needs weeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. It's turning.